This is CliffCentral.com.
It's the worst case.
Wake up.
It's Mark Bluli. Riabes
Vesesele. The one and only.
And we are hanging out at CliffCentral.com. Yeah, don't even question it. You are something so immaculate. You are of divine design and divine purpose. And today we are going to reach out into you and bring it out into the world to see. Use your light. You've got it. Anyway, now that we've done the sermon for the day, amen. You're hanging out with the worst guys, Mark and Julie, Riabes
Vesesele.
Yeah. And I just want to talk to my homie a little bit about something that happened, right? So, essentially, we're going to talk about the bad man, the antagonist.
Yeah.
And why he carries favor from people a lot of the time. And we're going to start with influences, right? Who were your bad influences, like coming up in school and shit like that? Like the people who got you into drinking, into smoking, into fucking, all of that shit.
Yes, sir. So you want me to rat on these niggas?
You don't
now.
Have to rat on them, but were they good people? Did they love you? Did they show you a good time?
Yeah. They showed me a good time. Yeah. At that time, they were showing me a good time.
So
had I known that I was going down a dark road, I mean, you know, get a sexy guy condom. No, never. Unse condom. I mean, like, had a nigga told me from the beginning.
Nyama to nyama is the shit.
Oh,
baby girl, you know it is.
Oh yeah,
nyama to nyama is the shit.
It's the shit.
Baby girl, you know it.
It's the truth.
Is.
But I should have. No, I did. Let me just say. Hey, Nicola West, guys, since birth, bro.
Since birth.
But, like, honestly, you know, if the. They did treat me well. In a sense of, like, my state of mind at that time was on par with where they were at or getting to that level, you know, and. I actually wanted to be like them.
So you hung around other people a lot older than you, would you say?
You know what I'm saying? You don't hang around people you don't aspire to become.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it, because like we speak about, or your mom says, don't hang with those kids. These are the kids that your parents warned you about. But they do the dopest shit, dude. Like, yeah. And that's always the case. And I've been wondering about that, is like, also schools as well, the way all they teach is all the dangers of sex, drugs, and alcohol. And that's all we fucking do. Like, do you think that's a way of shielding what's actually happening?
What do you mean in terms
of... We outrage so much. It's like Christianity or religion in general, or any sort of bigotry, really. Where we outrage so much at the thing that we do the most. You know, we cover up the thing that is the most obvious. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like we're all naked, but we all wear clothes. It's like, what are we covering? What are we trying so hard?
We all get really naked.
Yeah.
It's a,
oh shit. So you guys are about you naked. Like, I'm naked all the time.
You have the exact same thing, bro.
Yeah. So it's that idea that I'm talking about, you know, whereas, like, we've always made the negative to be... or the positive to be negative, rather, or what we are alternate to what is. You know, there's a facade that we put up to the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not to say that life isn't good, but there's so much of ourselves that we hide or that we pretend to be. Think of yourself on a lazy day. Think of yourself like on a lazy day. You are so different on a day like that. You know, you just wear your sweatpants that have a hole in the bottom. You're like, I don't give a shit. I'm just chilling. But we go outside. We're like, okay, now I have to be professional. I have to be colored, you know, all this shit.
Yeah. again, I think it just boils down to yourself. Because there's people who don't give a fuck. Some people won't go to Sandton City, unless they're dressed how they feel or deem to be proper.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would never attempt setting foot into a club in Sandton unless they know, hey, no, this is the freshest drip.
Yeah.
You know? But we've done both. Because we're so confident with who we are. We're so happy with who we are. We don't need validation from other people. You know? Sometimes the things we do, the things we say, isn't exactly how we feel. It's because we're seeking validation from somebody else. Even in the sense of, like, on that lazy day when I'm chilling like that, I'm still getting in the car. I'll go to Fourways Mall, go do whatever I need to do, and come back.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you 100%. Yeah. So, okay, look. So what is this facade that we're putting up? What are we trying to hide? Because, like, I'm thinking about the best times in high school, for instance. Was when I was doping and people were like, yeah, calm down, we're gonna bunk out. Oh, we bunk it out. Yeah, you're gonna jump the fence. Oh, we jumping the fence. Okay. Like, I was, you know, when I was young, dude, young and impressionable. People would call me crazy for saying when I was young at 26 years old. Anyway, when I was younger, let me say rather, I was that, you know, never getting into a marriage with, never having sex without marriage.
Okay. Now you just lay that pipe, bro.
Yeah. No, but that was one of the things. I was like, I'm never going to have sex without getting married. I was never going to drink. Never, ever going to drink. I was never going to smoke.
And then you just said, you know what?
Then one day it just happened. It wasn't even forced. Like, a friend was leaving, going overseas. He's like, I'll come through, join me. I'm like, cool. Like, everybody's doping. I'm like, okay, goodbye, my friend. And that was it. It was goodbye to me too. You know what I mean? And
no,
the rest
was
of
it
my
really,
life changed.
No. But was it really goodbye to you, or was it hello to who you truly are?
Yeah, that's what I think about a lot. Like, now, I'm like, what would life been like if it went the other way? Mm. I almost feel like there's two sides of it, you know, the good boy, the Christian, you know, and the part who recognizes the bad wolf, the demons. And it's not that they are the forefront, but they're not hidden.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
And both make
a Malcolm full Cousy. Human being. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because without going through both experiences, you can't distinguish the truth for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I don't wanna be ashamed of any part of me.
Mm.
You know, I can't be. Because it's there. You know? And I think that's the thing that we struggle with in general, is that thing that we wanna do it scares us. It's like, why do I wanna do this? The whole world has told me, wear clothes.
Mm.
You know? And it makes sense. Everybody doing it, you know. So I'm not saying we should all get naked in the streets. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying we need to reconsider what it is that we are, you know. And I'm using this idea of the bad influence for people to actually go back and to think about the worst guys in their lives.
Cause see,
and were they really bad people? You know,
who made that call for the action that you were doing to be wrong?
Yeah. Have you thought about it on your own, by yourself, and actually analyzed? That's how we got to the point of smoking weed and being open and honest about it. And I don't know if you guys have listened to it, but you definitely should. We did a podcast with Gareth Cliff on The Gareth Cliff Show on Friday morning, the 28th, I think it was.
Yeah.
So you could go listen to it. And it was wild, dude. We got here at 5:30 in the morning, met up with some guys from Seedside. They were really cool stoners. They came with edibles. They came with weed, of course, seeds that they sell. They don't sell the actual marijuana. So we ate the edibles so they could take their fed by the time the show starts at 6.
Shout out to Canapop.
Yeah, Canapop. That was, those edibles were delicious. That pecan, what was the first thing we had? Peanut butter cup.
Peanut butter cup.
That's what it was called. So anyway, We proceed, we go inside. These guys, I don't think they knew what they were getting themselves into. Because, like, we're stoners, so this is, like, our lifestyle. Practice makes perfect, all right? But obviously, this is Experiential Friday. That's the whole point, is to do something crazy out there that's never been done. And weed had just been legalized. And we smoke. And guess what? Niggas start tripping.
No, men were dying. And the funny thing is, here's what kills me. Is that the whole time, you know, you think, oh no, these men will be able to handle. You know, these are gents we look up to, we hold highly.
Yeah, and that hasn't changed.
You know? But it's just that now, when there's these sort of substances involved, I'm going to think twice about whether I pass it to you or not, you know? That's what it's boiled down to. And the thing is, for example... Shout out to Ben. Ben, you know what? Let's just listen to this. This was Ben before, all right? The confidence. Listen to the confidence, all right? What I'll do afterwards, on the Worst Guys page, Instagram and Facebook, maybe even on Twitter, we'll post a picture of the aftermath of Ben. But just listen to this confidence.
So basically, we's getting ha. We're Gareth. Not really.
Yeah.
Ate some edibles this morning. Ben, how you feeling, Ben?
Solid, eh? Jeez, I arrived here not knowing what to expect. And then you guys are here, so my day's already better.
Solid, eh? Solid, boy.
And his day was better, but we fucked it up.
No, but we mustn't forget that the shit we smoked was really dope. Mm. And I believe and presume that Candy Pop was dope shit in the actual edibles as well.
Mm.
So, and also, I think... being on radio is not the best place to try it for the first time. Like, if you're not a regular smoker or it trips you out.
Mm. But, like...
because you're panicked, dog. You're like, oh, shit. There's people listening to me right now.
I need to stay focused.
Yeah. But you are focused, dog.
And now you're just trying so hard to focus that now you're not focusing. It's just a mess. But tying back in with what you're saying,
yeah.
You know, like, after that whole experience, nobody was murdered. Nobody died.
Yeah.
People slept.
Yeah, we said the worst thing it could do to you is sleep.
People got hungry.
Yeah.
But that's...
and we had food. We had food.
Gang munches.
Yeah.
But that's the worst that could happen. So why is it deemed to be something so wrong?
Yeah.
It's because you're fed that information from somebody else who has their own experience or lack of experience, and you taking that as the truth instead of finding it out for yourself.
Hmm.
So, going through the bad for yourself to find out, okay, is this really what people make it out to be? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like people who are against homosexuals. Nigga, have you taken a dick? Maybe you might change your life, you know? I'm not trying to change my life. I'm quite happy with the Penang Tang.
But, what you eat won't make me shit and who you fuck won't make me come, you
exactly,
know?
Exactly,
like the
bro.
Same
so
principle.
Like,
yeah. No, but I was telling you about in terms of the influence now, and I was kind of like, whoa, maybe we fucked shit up, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we tore it up, but we were having such a good time.
So we might have been seen as the antagonists.
As the antagonists of the time. But apparently, I spoke to Dory, and people were like, we want part two. Where's part two? We're so glad you guys did this. And I was like, one guy was like, yes, I can't believe you guys smoked dacha in there. But it was like, I think it's revolutionary, dude. I had the time of my life.
Yeah.
I was laughing my ass off, dude.
At least Elon knows where he's going to come do his interviews when he comes to visiting South Africa. You know, you can't be doing stuff like this. I mean, Elon himself, I'm sure... in America, he's exposed to podcast interviews more than radio interviews.
Yeah. Well, the one where he smoked a J was on the Joe Rogan podcast, which is pretty dope. Yeah. So I think it's like the whole movement is into online and podcasting.
Forever now.
Because it's curated. Yeah, it's curated content, dude. But yeah, so our final thoughts on this idea of the Budman. Right.
Honestly, I think this is something that I've been saying for eons now. You know when you figured out a new English word and you want to use it.
You want to use it,
I woke up this morning, I was like, yo, ma, daddy, I'm gonna use Eons today. Today is the day for Eons.
Yeah.
I've been using this analogy for Eons. Like, everybody's not good and everybody's not bad. And as in, like, in the entirety, there are good, bad people and there are bad, good people. Like Hitler, you know, overall, he was seen as a badass motherfucker. But to the Nazi Germans, he was a god. So to them, he was good. You know, there's good and bad to everybody. I believe you get good, bad motherfuckers and you get bad, good motherfuckers.
Okay, so did you enjoy... Okay, I know you prefer the second Batman. So Bane's character, for instance. Let's use characters for people
to... Do you see Bane's character?
Yeah, exactly.
What I'm talking about.
So,
and also the Joker as well, to a certain extent.
Dude, the Joker's my favorite, so I could definitely go, you know, the Joker. Yeah. But it's the... Even Thanos, although I haven't seen Infinity War, I've heard.
No, Bane, the only reason why I really love Bane is because of that... You think darkness is your ally. You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see light, and by that time it was blind like dawn.
Yeah.
All right, one see, man.
And I know that's what the... I know. I'm just saying that's the whole thing. We know that side of us. And this is the thing that we're hiding, right? But
we're not hiding it anymore.
I think we still are. We still really, really are. I did a topic when you were out on free love. That's part of the hiding it. You know, it's a big, broad, and it's a leap of note. But if you look at human nature and the truth of our essence, it's not made up by the things that we've said are good. It's not made up by the 6 days we spent going to chapel when I thought all of these things, smoking weed, drinking, were bad. But they've given me my dopest experiences, my coolest friends, it's...
Giving you the worst guys.
Yeah. But now, like, what do I do about that? That knowledge, in inverted commas, in air quotes, because you guys can't see me. What do I do about that knowledge that the world sees us as wrong? Is that where insecurity stems from? Is that where seeking validation stems from? Is that where, you know...
You can't allow yourself to give any facts, honestly.
Okay, but then, you see...
And that's a level that you work towards. You can't just wake up one morning, I don't give a damn. Some people do, but that's because they've gone through different life experiences that not many can handle, you know. But you get to that level. How many times have you been maybe in a relationship where you're like, ah, you know what? She's just like the previous one. I can see tendencies. For females, he's just like the previous one. I can see tendencies. So
it's you.
You get out. Because you're not about wasting your time like that, you know?
Yeah, you get
to the level where you're like, okay, I don't give a fuck anymore, I'm out of here.
And do you think there are people who have every right to be the antagonist? People who've been through so much that it makes sense that they become a violent murderer or something like that?
No.
You don't think so?
Yeah, you just took it to the extreme, though.
No. But I'm saying, that's what I'm talking about in terms of the... general human behavior. If we're saying we're not hiding that, we're not hiding our bad, that's where it goes to. You know? So I'm saying, is that justified in any way? Is he speaking his truth? We've spoken about Van Breda.
Okay, yeah.
And he is charged guilty. Okay. So we're going to take it from a guilty man's mind. This guy, whatever flipped the switch in his head, I don't know what it was. Somebody probably didn't take the chicken out when he asked because he was going to cook it that night.
Ik heb de ogen verlaat. Jij hebt die oendervlees uitgehaald. Nou, het is nog in die ijskast.
Nobody cares about me in this house.
Ik heb die ogen verlaat.
Yeah. So he goes in, pow, 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 swing, swing, swing. Before the final blow was struck, I tore open a portal in time. All right, I digress. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying. He goes in, he's like, okay, fuck this shit. Boom, 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 boom. I'm sick and tired of it. And he goes and he has a guy. A courtly, we presume.
Rothman.
Archie.
Hey.
No, he has too much money for Archie. That was a pretty, it's pretty dope accent right there.
Okay, let me call the police.
Yeah. What am I going to say? Oh, shit. What am I going to say? A guy in a balaclava. Fuck.
Yeah, they'll believe that.
People, there's crime in this country, right? You know what I'm saying? And that's his truth. That was his honesty. He was so passionate that it caused him to react in that way. You know? And that's an element of humanity that I struggle with. You know, the fact that that can exist, the fact that there are child molesters. How can that seem normal to somebody? Do you know? But also, like, I always go back to Friedrich Nietzsche. I think he's the deepest motherfucker to ever live. He says, anything that comes from love is neither good nor evil. You can't judge anything that comes out of a person from love. If they love doing that thing, if they are inspired by an outside force, you know how love is not made by you. You know, you just get it. How can you take that away from somebody? You know, but then that broadens the whole scope. You see, now we've bust a can of worms here. And it's fucking open and it's spilling. Because we have to now think about how we live in a society with boundaries. But you see, as soon as you have boundaries, you're not free.
Control.
You see what I mean?
Nobody likes to be controlled.
And nobody's destined to be controlled. We are all gods. We all have voices inside of us. And sometimes we feel insignificant, which is ridiculous. Look, 600 whatever billion light years around you, there's nothing else. Absolutely nothing. It's bullshit. Pew! A little solar flare every now and again. Hopefully we don't get hit by one, but just by the way. But there's no way you are insignificant. And even if you are, so much the better. That means you can do whatever the fuck you want. You know? Even if that means you're the bad guy. Even if that means you're the worst guy. So don't ask me what my name means, yo. Don't ask us, dog. I'm tired of asking that question, dog. The worst guy is what you want it to be. We ain't gonna talk about it no more. But I'm loving doing what we're doing. And I hope you guys feel us too. That Your best experiences were probably from the people that your mom said you shouldn't hang with. You know what I'm saying. But anyway, if you want to hit us up on social media and talk to us about it, please do at @the_worstguys on Twitter. And we also are on the Book of the Faces, The Worst Guys, as well as Instagram, The Worst Guys, small letters, one word. Yeah, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
You know why I love that song so much, Switch? It's just speaking about how everybody doesn't, like, they think they know your life experiences. They think they know how you should be handling it, you know? And if you had to switch bodies for one day, you'll see that, you know, I keep your shit. I got my own shit.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever change my life for anybody else's.
No, never.
Because I'd rather the devil you know, right? But yeah, I just to give my final thoughts on this thing, man. There's a lot that we are covering up that I think we should put in the open. Yeah, maybe there's good reason why it's locked up. Or maybe we just don't understand it, you know. I think the Martians are where we're going, you know. they poos naked. Have you ever seen aliens on a movie that are dressed? The aliens are always poos naked. Their brains are poos big because they read gang, 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 gang.
They don't even read by opening their book. They just put their hand on the book.
Swallow all wow. information.
You need to put your hand on this book. Damn.
Oh, damn. All right. Let's go into some stories that have caught our attention over the last week.
Penny, at it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young fan. Extra.
All right. You see, here's the thing about the news now, is that it happens all the time. And we actually want to make our own news, right? Because all you hear is Kanye West supports Trump again.
There's nobody who's finessing trolling like
the world. Dog, like he's the Kanye best West. Troll. He's the best troll that's ever existed.
What if he doesn't even have depression? At home, he's crack. He's crack happy.
Yeah, that time he was getting fat, he was just doing it to...
No, babe, give me more carbs, more carbs.
He was just doing it to eat all the Oreos he can. He's like, oh, fuck, I'm tired of keeping up an image. Just,
Rob, tell me how you do it.
How do you do it? I wish my trainer would be telling me one, Rob, over eight. Wait a minute, I need a kickback. Kanye West knows what he's doing, dog. He's a real troll. But also, that's another thing that relates to our topic. What does Kanye West see in Trump? I don't think Kanye West is an idiot, man. I think he says idiotic things. I think he is rash and like loud and obnoxious at times. But you see, this is where we come to intent.
He puts it out there.
Yeah,
let's
he just
check.
Throws it. Say it out loud. Let's see how it feels.
Yeah, George Bush don't know bad people.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, but that's true. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see?
Racism and slavery was a choice. Okay.
Let him say the next one. No, maybe the next but one that, is a gem. That, Jesus was black. Oh, we know that one, Kanye. Yeah. So he's one of the guys that I think sees both sides of a human being. Donald Trump has had shit in his life. Who hasn't? He who has not sinned cast the first stone. That's the principle here, essentially. And I think that's the whole idea of forgiveness. You know, apparently to understand everything is to forgive everything. This is a Buddhist teaching. And that's how you get gratitude for life as well. When you understand that life is not going to be perfect. And that's kind of what makes it perfect. Like, imagine if we were just chilling every day and everything was okay. This is getting boring. That's why heaven must be boost boring. Hell is where it's at.
So that's why, you know, God was like, let's make heaven. It's pretty
quiet up here.
Every day is the same thing.
Let's get the
right,
base jumping.
Right. I'm going to create something and they're going to hate me for it. Satan! Fall! And Satan was formed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now everybody happy. You know?
Now we smoke smoking cocaine. Weed. Now we smoking weed in Cliff Central Studios.
Oh, weed. Yeah, weed.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
I
not
say?
Cocaine.
Coke?
No, never that.
Only Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing that caught my attention was Bonang addressing the UN, dude.
Yeah.
That's quite influential, dude. And in the terms of the race of Bonang versus AKA, you know when you race with your ex to see who does better in life, Bonang is winning. What a guy, Jack. Have you listened to Touch My Blood?
Yeah.
And?
I like it. It's dope.
Yeah.
No.
So it's Touch My Blood versus the UN versus talking to President Macron from France. And obviously...
What's that guy got to do with the, you know, shit that's happening in the... Dog, she's doing this just for global citizens. Don't tell me.
Yeah. So now what I'm saying, she's doing it.
Yeah. I wear sharp. And then?
I'm saying, who do you think is winning in the race?
Nah, man. I'm not even looking at them two like that, bro.
Yeah?
Like, because then you still got to do Bonang and then Euphonic. And then you got to do Bonang and Debange. And then maybe also then compare the Nick. Dog. It's too much stress for me. Hey.
Yeah. So now...
Everybody winning in their own way, dog.
Yeah, 100%. I 100% agree. I just don't...
I'm actually, I was what I was going to say, I'm just happy that, you know, they are both able to bounce back after something like that. You know, not everybody bounces back from a relationship. And especially if you're in the limelight like that, hey, you gotta make sure that you step up.
Whoa, dude, I'm just hearing a mall story. Okay, so there's two. Firstly, there's this child rape in the bathroom of a dross, which was pretty intense.
Yeah.
You see, that's the kind of psychotic behavior that I'm talking about. Was he driven to madness, or does he just enjoy fucking kids? And I know it sounds raw to say, but let's think about this. Is that he's just a psycho?
Dude, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I've seen interviews of people who advocate for pedophiles.
Really?
Saying, like, you can't shut them out of society. It's just their own fetish.
Whoa, that's so real.
They are just fulfilling their sexual desires. Who are we to deem that incorrect or correct? Let's try and rehabilitate.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Damn.
But who am I to be like, oh, you know?
Yeah. Hey,
because can I tell you something, right? We look at it. Let me just give you a quick example.
Yeah.
Dude, if there was a woman, age 32, you know, coming into my grade 7 class. I'm taking all the way to grade 7. Matter of fact, you want to go to grade 5? I take you to grade 5. And she says, hey, young man, come here, all right? I said, what you won't do, ma'am? And she said, and she undressed, you know. I'm going to tell you right now, that would have been consensual.
Yeah, exactly, 100%.
Dog. And the thing is, like, people would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that woman did it. It's our chila, bro. Don't take that woman to jail. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Back in high school, a nigga got kicked out.
For fucking
a student teacher.
Yeah.
But she was still a teacher.
Dog.
The nigga got kicked out. How is it his fault?
Yeah, it's a
How is there any fault?
Yeah.
The guy was like, what, literally 18, I'm sure, if not 17, turning 18?
Yeah.
Come on.
See, who gets to choose? Who
exactly.
gets to choose what's right or what's wrong? So this is another one that I'm like, whoa, okay, I just need to double check this, bro. Okay, so it's from The Citizen. Las Vegas woman breaks silence on Ronaldo rape. An alleged rape from 9 years ago has come back to haunt Juventus star Cristiano Ronaldo, who reportedly paid hush money of $375,000 to Catherine Mayorga. Yo. Guys, ends.
You see, here's the thing. You're saying and all of these things as if you don't know the world is fucked up. It's been chilled for a while. It's been a little bit chilled.
Yeah.
So now the real shit is coming out. There are niggas out there saying, you know what, the news is weak these days. Let's make this news quite, you know,
let's make it hard. Let's make it hard. Yo, okay. No. I have to go investigate this further. We're just seeing what's happening here. Whew. Okay. That was hot. You know what we need to do? We need to make it even hotter. Because we always wrap up with the worst guy's cypher, right? We always wrap up with the worst guy's cypher. And it's always dope. I don't know what we're feeling today. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling
good, though. Let's do a yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, cool. I thought we were going to go chilled, mellow, on a drizzy vibe.
Hey, I got something different here, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You have to go out of... Sorry, not that one. I think this one is going to be better. Both. I know this one will work.
I see how much you're pushing yourself.
Yeah. How much am I pushing myself?
A lot.
To the limit? I know. I woke up at 4, nigga.
All right.
Hey, I guess,
Baby, I am not all bad and I'm not all good. I'm just misunderstood. I said, baby, I am not all bad and I'm not all good. Hey, hey, baby, I am not all bad and I'm not all good. I'm just misunderstood. Baby, I'm just not all bad. I'm just not all good.
Hey, I'm just not all good. I'm just not all good. I'm the worst guy
worst
doing
guy.
What I do. Everybody looking in my eyes thinking I'm a fool. Woo! But I'm looking at you and I know I'm speaking the truth. Cause I know I tell it from the bottom of my soul. Everywhere I go, everybody wanna know where
wanna
I get
know?
My ideas from. Man, I'm a star. Don't think about it too much. You're not who I am. You don't understand. You don't have the plan. You don't have the vision. I'm on my mission. I'm kicking it with the legends of the Christian team. The people in the G.O.D. that you look up to and pray to on your knees. I mean, hey. I'm with them. We floating up here, looking at you down there. And we don't care because we're killing the people every left and right. And I put up a volcano here tonight because
hey. I ain't no bad and I ain't no good. Hey, I'm just misunderstood.
Hey.
Man, I ain't no bad and I ain't no good. Good. Hey,
hey,
I said I ain't no bad and I ain't no good. Hey, I'm just misunderstood.
Hey.
I said I ain't no bad, but I ain't no good. Hey, R.I.P.
Hey.
To Mac Meezy. You were a real ass jigger, my breezy. Hey, and people said they could've saved you, but no one really knew the troubles that you went through. They say you were a badass motherfucker. I say these motherfuckers don't trust ya. These motherfuckers don't know ya. They don't know ya. They never bought ya album. I was bumping your album. I was tryna really, 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 really tell them, help them, tryna show them the light. But I was tryna show the light at night, and I was tryna give the light to the people. They were saying that we are not equal, but we all equal. We are all kings, we are all queens. We can live out our dreams. I am not bad, I'm just misunderstood. I'm just misunderstood.
Hey.
I said I ain't all bad and I ain't all good. I'm just misunderstood.
Hey, clap back for him, let him hear it.
Hey.
Everybody that they know that they fear it.
Hey.
Fearing what's inside, get out your pride. Be yourself,
hey.
It's okay, dog.
Be yourself, don't be scared to be yourself. Be yourself, you can never be somebody else.
Never be somebody else, go on with your stealth. Keep it low-key, G, like lasagna, B.
You gotta decide yourself, what the hell is the truth? You gotta decide for yourself, nobody can ever put a noose.
Nobody can ever put it loose, nobody can ever send you a loose. You do what you do, as
everybody wanna
brew.
Put they perceptions on you, but you want an individual. You gotta do everything critical. Hey, take it to the next level.
Are you thinking for yourself?
Hey.
Are you thinking about your wealth?
Hey.
Are you knowing that you do the thing that you wanna do? Cause you wanna be a star and you gotta do what you do. Nobody can do it just like you.
I said I ain't no bad and I ain't no good.
Hey.
I'm just misunderstood.
Hey.
I ain't no bad, I ain't no good.
Hey.
I'm really misunderstood.
Hey.
Said I ain't all bad, I ain't no good. And I'm just misunderstood. I said I ain't no bad and I ain't no good. I'm just misunderstood. Baby, you know it's the worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.